Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex, office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Age 74 today. It's 12:35 at Edmonton. Just before we get to Elliott Friedman for Mid City Construction, let's re-engage our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, the 16-5 nor the 2-11-2 stretches. The Oilers are neither of the extremes they have shown. They are a 500 team, one of four or five teams fighting for a wild card spot, with two of the world's best players, $26 million in cap space this past summer, and a team that fought for the division title in recent years. That shouldn't be considered anywhere near good enough. That one comes to us from Craiger out west. It ain't. It's a frustrated time for the fans, and we all get it. So we're going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, be joined courtesy of Mid-City Construction. Mid-City is currently seeking a senior accountant to join their ranks. Go to indeed.ca and search for Mid-City today. We welcome back to the show from NHL Hockey and Rogers, one of the most plugged-in men in the business, Elliott Friedman. Hi, Elliott. How you doing?
Bob, how are you doing?
Well, I'll see if I have any teeth left by the end of the show, but we'll see. It's you know what? There's wonderful passion out there and completely understandable. You go through a stretch like that and have the sort of second and third period like the Oilers had in last night's game, and the heat's going to be on. That's just the way it is. And
look, it's the passion of these hockey fans that we're all employed, right?
So 100%. I think there's sometimes people that actually work in our business, Elliott, that forget that, number one, it's a privilege to work in this business, and number two, mm-hmm. that because a team is in a city where there is passion, that's part of the equation while they're actually employed. You know, as much as I love the Alberta Golden Bears, I could never sell a daily 2-hour show called Golden Bears Today with Bob Stauffer. You know what I'm saying?
If anybody could, Bob, it's you.
Well, I did get their games. I was able to sell for 13 years Golden Bears Radio on a campus radio station fully sponsored with advertising. So I was
okay. Stop bragging about yourself. They want to get to the Oilers.
No, they know I suck. They know I suck, Elliott. The floor is yours. I'm just going to turn off my mic for the next 7 minutes you're on.
All right. Well, I mean, look. We all see it here. I think the real challenge, just watching the game last night, you know, the tough thing too is that. Kostin clearly has lost his confidence too. And I really don't like to kick people when they're down. Look, we all know, and I've reported it this week, I've seen others report it this week, they're looking for a goalie. They're trying to see what they can do. And I think in a perfect world, you know, Koskinen wouldn't be your starter tomorrow night because he's got to put his game back together too and his mind back together too. It's a really tough situation because you've got Skinner in protocol, and I saw where Mark Spector reported today that he probably won't be cleared to start tomorrow night. Smith is hurt, and you know you got to win this game tomorrow night. You don't want to throw the kid in there out of nowhere. So it's likely Koskinen again. And I think for me, just the human element is the toughest thing to watch because he's obviously really struggling, not only on the ice but in between the ears. And when the Oilers played great the first period, and the first goal goes in, you saw the team sag, the crowd sag, and you know, I think that's kind of where they lost it. It's tough because you want a solution, but it's not easy to find one right now and even get them in there for a game tomorrow night. What I do think the Oilers are doing is they're going through every potential goalie that they could think of. I think they've called Philly on Martin Jones. I think they've called Washington on Vanecek. I think they've called St. Louis on Husso. I think they've called, and Jeff Merrick suggested Varlamov from the Islanders. Someone made a good point to me about that. If you take Varlamov, who, by the way, has a modified no trade out of New York, Sorokin doesn't have another Russian speaker there. And he says not only for hockey reasons would you want to keep Varlamov, but maybe for the Islanders might also want to keep him there too because he's a good mentor for Sorokin. I think they've called Dallas about both Holtby and Khudobin. I think the Stars would rather deal Khudobin, but it's trouble because he's got another year at, what, 3.33. Korpisalo, I've heard they're not crazy about him, the Oilers. But, I mean, look, Bob, like, they're going out. You know, Halak has a no move, and from what I understand, he's not inclined to waive it right now. But I think they're going through all of these situations. You know, the one thing I really believe about Ken Holland, I do agree with Ken Holland on this particular point, is that you don't want to make a panic move that you regret. I should mention Fleury. I don't think that makes a lot of sense for what you're going to have to pay. But I think now we've gone past that. You know, you're so much in crisis mode, you have to do something. You know, it just for me, Bob, it was the way it unfolded last night. You come out in the first period, you can tell Bobrovsky's thinking, I better be on tonight because this team's going to come out blazing. And they did, and he was the best player in the first period as the Oilers just swarmed him and played great. But, you know, just watching that game unfold, the moment that Barkov's first goal went in, it was like the Oilers lost the game right there. You know, Koskinen was hurting. The team clearly didn't believe. They just fell apart. And, you know, I just think when you're in that situation, you have to do something. And I just think the Oilers know that, and they're trying to figure out what that move is going to be. But I do think they've really stepped it up to try to get another goalie. It's a terrible position to be in, but they know they have to do something. And, you know, I mean, I know everybody's spitting fire today, and I understand it. I have to say, just as a human being, I felt terrible watching that for Koskinen because you can tell, like, we've all been there. When you lose your confidence, but the thing is, he has to do it in a stage in front of a half-full arena, I guess, now, and everybody watching on TV. It sucks, but that's what we're going through, and that's where we are.
You did a great job for 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
you were counting, eh?
No. It's awesome. Hey, they're here to listen to you, not me. I do have two scenarios for you. I wonder whether or not, I'm just going to circle back to Korpisalo. You're going to have to make the math work. Korpisalo is at 2.8. Harrington's at 1.6, rep by Jeff Jackson, Connor's agent. He was trying to get him out of there earlier this year. And Stenlin's at $1 million. Those guys are both in the minors. You know, you know, Columbus doesn't like to burn money easily. So that's 5.4 million. And I just looked like Koskinen and Lagesson, which is 5.3. And I just wonder whether or not, you know what, Stenlin's a bigger body. I actually thought the Oilers might look at him on waivers at one point because I know, you know, I feel Edmonton's too small in their bottom six.
Well, I watched you last night. Like I was watching you in the intermission,
and I was
as you were stumping for Mason Marchment. Yes, I was watching.
Well, I credit Florida what they did. They targeted 24-year-old guys that were ready to take a step, and they knocked it out of the park with Verhaeghe. Marchment is on the precipice of becoming a legitimate top nine player, and Forsling's been a wonderful addition on the back end. We didn't even see him last night, but. You know, where I'm going here is you make the math work and you give Korpisalo a fresh start in Edmonton and Koskinen a fresh start in Columbus, but you got to make the math work. And then there is a scenario with Fleury, but it's not direct to Fleury. It's Fleury to Colorado, and then Colorado trades the Oilers Kemper. So that, I mean, I wonder whether or not that becomes a possibility as well, because there have been times where Darcy Kemper has been a little under. I think Edmonton just needs a different guy. Now, some people might say, Elliot, they just got to suck it up for the next couple games. And
you can't. You can't anymore. You can't.
They're not getting a different goalie other than Koskinen in here tomorrow night against the Calgary Flames.
No. I understand that.
But by Tuesday, they could have Skinner. Yeah. And within, you know, by Thursday, we're looking at 2 weeks for Mike Smith.
I understand all that, but you know, by then in 2 weeks your season might be over.
Well, it's
and,
yep.
And the other thing too is that, you know, like, you know me, Bob, I'm careful. I don't like overreacting.
You don't like being radioed.
Well, it's not only that, but I just in life, I don't like people who overreact. Like, I think sometimes you need to look at things with a 35,000 foot view and just, hey, I'm not going to overreact to what just happened 15 minutes ago. However, I think in this case, you can't lie to the players. Like, players know, you know, who's good, who's not good, who deserves to be on the team, who doesn't deserve to be on the team. I think after that game last night, you have to say to your players, I know what you're thinking. I know you're not going to say it publicly, but I know what you're thinking, and I know you need help. And I've got to get you help. And I just think in this moment, and I think the Oilers see that too. I think internally they know that their players need help. They're trying. They came out last night like a house on fire. They got goalied in the first period, and then it went downhill. Everybody saw that. You have to say to your players, I know you need help, and we're going to find it for you somehow.
All right, I want to read this text from Katie.
By the way, the Colorado thing is a good idea. The problem I have with Kemper is if you're looking at him right now, he hasn't been able to get healthy all year, right?
Yeah.
And it's been in and out and in and out. And again, like, you know, I'll tell you this. I remember a conversation years ago I actually had with Ken Holland, and this was a long time ago, so maybe it's changed, but I always remembered it. We were talking about, you know, players you can depend on. And he always said that durability was key. I think he said he thinks sometimes that gets forgotten, that durability is so important because in the salary cap world, if you lose someone, it really affects your cap. And I'm just looking at Kemper right now and just the ride he's tried to have to get himself comfortable in Denver and be healthy. I just, maybe you gamble on that in the off season, but you gamble on that in the middle of the season. I don't know.
How many games has he played this year, Kemper? What's he got in?
Who are you, Kevin? Like throwing trivia questions at me in the middle of the show? I don't have it at the top of my head.
I always gave Dustin Penner crap for not going back at and taking another shot at Kevin Bieksa, though, after Bieksa worked him over. It's the only time Dustin,
you know,
Dustin, it's the only fight Dustin ever lost. Kids, it's the only fight he ever lost. just for the record, Darcy Kemper is 18-5-1 with a .912 save percentage in Colorado this year. So he's got 23.
You know, he's had trouble staying healthy, and I do know that Colorado at times, like, I don't know if they felt they've gotten the best of him yet. I mean, he's a hell of a goalie. I really do like him as a player. I like him a lot. I just worry about, you know, in the middle of a season, he's had trouble staying healthy again this year. It's a gamble, but then again, what isn't right now?
The Oilers, hey, you said durability is the key. Darcy Kemper's played 23 games this year. Mike Smith's played 6. The Oilers made a bet on Mike Smith in the offseason, and we're getting bombarded with texts in that regard. I got to read this text from KDK. He says, Bob, the Oilers have played just one game in 15 days, and they are still looking for a goalie. This is unbelievable. This is reactive behavior. It's not a panic move when you're the worst team in the league over the past 2 months. It's pathetic and inexcusable. It's something can't be done. That one comes to us from KDK. Now, they tried to run with Skinner and give him a couple starts. He ended up getting into COVID protocol. I mean, let's face it. If Skinner was healthy, he would have been playing last night against Florida, not Mikko Koskinen. I think we can assume that. He certainly would have been playing tomorrow night against Calgary. And instead,
yes.
My point is that Koskinen's going to have to start tomorrow. I think Skinner will be ready for the game in Vancouver on Tuesday. By the way, what's up with Demko? Did he get COVID?
5 days.
5 days. So he's out tonight, and we'll see on Tuesday. I'm not sure he'd be back.
Yeah, because they practiced. They announced it. Last night that he tested positive. It was yesterday morning's test because he wasn't in the skate. So it was in, I'm pretty sure it was in Canada, Bob.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good news for Vancouver, because then it's only going to be 5 days. You reported earlier this week that the NHL is going to change COVID policy for testing starting post All-Star break. Now, is that up for them to unilaterally decide, or does it have to get approved by each of the provincial and state jurisdictions?
Well, everything they've done through COVID has always been the local jurisdiction takes priority. So if, for example, Alberta was to block it or whatever, they would have to deal with that first. Like the local the local rules always take priority. But as far as it stands right now, it's only border. And, well, once they get to after the All-Star, it'll be only to cross the border and for symptomatic people, unless the local authority deems otherwise.
So if you're in Quebec and the local authorities say, no, you got to get tested every day, regardless. Now, that's, if you haven't had it, because if you've had it, you got a 90-day break on testing.
Yeah.
The Oilers, by the way,
you always got to drag the 1970s Quebec politics into this.
Not at all.
Alberta, Quebec politics. No, Bob?
I would never. I totally understand that. You know, a lot of Quebecers would want to separate. I totally get that.
And God.
I get it. I understand that they'd want to go create their own. Hey, I get that. Hey, Elliot, I didn't even want to. Like, we are going there, by the way, in a week from now, Elliot. Just so you know, it's on NHL.
Sure, they'll be thrilled to see you.
Are they allowed out? I mean, we had George on last week, and he talked about, like, I mean, apparently it's written out. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Canadians. Jake Allen, out 2 months. Carey Price, the Canadians' new PR person is who, Elliot?
Chantal Machiavé. She was a longtime reporter for RDS. That's the French TSN. Yeah.
Excellent reporter. And she
reported. Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of credibility.
And she's now their PR person. She reported that Carey Price is back to ground zero in terms of, you know, sort of starting over his rehab. And so they don't have either of their top two goaltenders for the next 2 months. Let me ask you, have you heard anything about some of the challenges? The Canadians have a new general manager in Kent Hughes, who's going to obviously work in concert with Jeff Gordon. Are we looking at a massive overhaul of the Montreal Canadiens? And do you think there might be some players that theoretically would like fresh starts elsewhere? And could there be some challenges for Canadian teams trying to get players because of how stringent the COVID protocols have been in Canada versus the United States?
Yeah, I do think it's an issue. I know the Canadian teams are worried about it, particularly at the deadline. We have 2 months between now and then. We'll see. But I know the Canadian teams have voiced that to me. Yes, they are a bit concerned about it. I think the question with – by the way, Montembeault has been phenomenal this week. That was another guy I was wondering around, but he just doesn't have a long resume. He's been phenomenal, though. I do think the Canadians have some decisions they have to make. I think there will be some players they talk to about how they feel about their future. You know, the biggest one, obviously, is Price. As you mentioned, they've gone back to ground zero with him. It's going to be interesting because I think, for example, let's just say for argument's sake, Price wanted to go somewhere else. I think other teams would be interested, but they'd want to see him play. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see if he gets games at the end of this year. Does he dress? Does he play a few games or try to play a few games later in the year just to show that he's okay? I think that's going to be an interesting storyline there. But, yes, I do think some of their other players, if this is a long rebuild, they're going to have conversations with them about, okay, how do you feel about this? And if you don't feel great about it, what are our options? Where would you be interested in going?
Interesting times. Anything on the Vancouver GM front? And is Chris McFarland in the mix there?
No, I don't believe he is. I think that, you know, they had some interviews yesterday. I think they have more today. I think we're going to have a better idea. You know, John Shannon, a mutual friend.
Did we just lose Elliot?
We just lost him.
All right. There we go. We're good. We know that Chris McFarland's not in the mix in Vancouver. It is 12:53 at Edmonton. That is Elliot Friedman for Mid-City Construction. He joins us every Friday. We are late in the interview anyways. We will endeavor to have Elliot on the show next week. Mid-City Construction currently seeking a senior accountant to join their ranks. Go to Indeed.ca and search Mid-City today. We'll tell you that guests on the show receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. It's the greatest steak you've ever had. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse, 9990 Jasper Avenue, the 99th Roost Chris opened in North America. When we come back for Elite Promotional Marketing, we'll get to NHL today, as well as the Oilers Now injury report for James H. Brown Injury Law. It is 12:54 in Edmonton. 12:56 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Cody Jansen with you. Let's go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company. Branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. And here is Cody Jansen.
Well, Irfan Gafar from the fourth period said it sounds like we could hear something one way or another regarding Evander Kane's investigation by the weekend. Justin Ablicator, he's back in the pro hockey scene, signed a PTO with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Out of the American League, this broke as we just started the show. Christoph Horabek's been suspended 30 games for using a racial gesture towards the Tucson Roadrunners on January 12th. There's 8 games in the NHL tonight. The lone Canadian team in action sees the Vancouver Canucks host the Florida Panthers. In the American League, Bakersfield's got a home-and-home with San Jose starting tomorrow. The Western League, the Oil Kings are off this weekend. They'll host Moose Jaw on Tuesday. And at the U Sports level, the Golden Bears are in Saskatchewan tonight to face the Huskies for 2 this weekend.
Mike Babcock hosting the Saskatchewan Huskies. Ian Herbert's the former Oilers assistant coach, the head coach of the Golden Bears. That's a huge tilt. I'm going to be watching that one later today. Into the Oilers Now injury report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. It's this simple. They're the best. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, the gang at James H. Brown. We will tell you that Ryan Nugent Hopkins was on the ice for the optional skate today. Still a little bit of ways from coming back. Don't see him play tomorrow against Calgary. Mike Smith out with that tendon challenge in his thumb, was not on the ice. Very lightly attended optional. Stuart Skinner still in COVID protocol, close to coming out of it. Of course, Zach Hyman going in COVID protocol. One thing that shouldn't be lost in anybody, I mean, the Oilers didn't have Hyman and Nugent Hopkins. You know, at the point that they were 16-5, Zach Hyman was tracking pretty good. And then he injured his shoulder on the 6-game homestand, missed some games, came back, and now he's in COVID protocol. That's been a loss, and so too is Ryan Nugent Hopkins, who touches several aspects of the Oilers team, including the penalty kill, which is an absolute free-for-all, free fall right now. All right, off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, longtime NHLer Alan May will be our Wilhawk Beef Jerky Oilers Now headliner. Bob Stauffer joining you along with Cody Jansen. It is 12:59 in Edmonton.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.